And it is time for our update here from Coffee Vault Friends of Animals. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's going just fine. Good morning to everyone. I was just talking with you about how nice it was to have the New Beginnings ladies, Denise and Mary Anne-Marie, to come on and talk. And then Anne-Marie did a lot of talking about the swim night for the dogs this coming Sunday. So I really appreciated she got that information out. And I'll kind of just briefly go back over it again. It will be this Sunday. And I believe the time was 4:30. Am I right, James?
That's what she said, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 4:30. And it's one pet per person. You need to have proof of vaccination. She indicated that, you know, if you have got a rabies tag, that will work. Or maybe they've been licensed through the city, that will work. And if you don't, then if you can't find their tags, bring your paperwork. Just to prove that the dogs have vaccinations. The admittance fee, which is kind of cool for us at Coffeeville Friends of Animals, is that they either are asking for treats or for food for the dogs, and it will go to the Coffeeville Animal Shelter. So it's a win-win for the shelter, and I know that's always been a fun event. They'll post pictures, and you can tell those dogs are just having a blast. So if that's something you would like to do this Sunday, because the pool will be closed after that point, bring your dog out and let them enjoy some of the nice pool water instead of creek like you did
yeah.
your dog.
Yeah. So have you ever brought any animals over to that before? Have you ever participated?
We haven't, because the problem is volunteers. You know,
sure.
Like they said, one
yeah.
person per dog.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just not always to get volunteers to do something like that, especially when they've been kind enough to come out to the shelter and work. And then, so no, I don't know that we've ever participated in that. But that's not to say that the animals, the dogs at the shelter, I know they have purchased some of those little plastic pools. And with this terrible summer we're having, they've been giving the dogs fun in those pools and letting them get in there and splash around and play. So they have had some experience with that. But
now,
it would
I know,
be a good event.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? If we had volunteers that said, hey.
It would be.
Because the dogs are vaccinated.
Yes, so. Yes, absolutely. Now, I know that, you know, they're not allowed for this particular event, but can donkeys swim?
Well, I imagine they can. I've seen horses swim. Now, our donkeys have two sources of water. They can either go to the pond or they can get water out of the water tank, which is filled with city water. And I bet you can guess which one they prefer.
Oh, the city one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
they don't even know what that pond is.
No. Now, did you know they have like little drinking fountains where they can like stick their head in and it'll like if they push down on it, it like fills up. Have you seen those?
No, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's like a water fountain for them, basically.
Well, it's fun to watch them drink. The way the donkeys drink, it's like their mouth is a straw. And they'll suck in all this water, and then their little tongue comes out, and then they just slurp, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It's interesting to watch them drink. But we'll see about the. I can imagine them pushing the water down to get drinks because they're pretty playful. So,
oh yeah.
Anyway, so okay, back to dogs and kitties. We've had a good week. I'd like to really thank Tractor Supply, as Danny also would like to thank. Apparently, when he got out there Saturday morning, he asked for his grandson to help him, and we always put the pins up inside. And when they got out there that morning, Tractor Supply had already set up all the pins for him. Danny had taken the night before the trailer full of pins, you know, the panels, and got there early, and they'd already set the pins up for him. And he said that was such a tremendous help, because that's probably the hardest part of doing this is dragging the pins in and putting them. And then when it came time for him to take the animals back, when he got back to Tractor Supply, they were taken down. They had them dismantled. So they have been nothing but gracious to the animal shelter, allowing us to do these events. And because of these events, we've had adoptions. And this week, we had four adoptions, but three were because of Tractor Supply. Lana, that beautiful that German Shepherd, she was adopted. Slinky, one of the puppies, as a result of seeing Slinky, the lady went home and thought about it and said, yep, this is what I want to do. She adopted Slinky, and then Flo was adopted there at Tractor Supply. So three great adoptions happen just because we got them out of the shelter environment and out where people could see them, you know, that maybe they don't pay attention to the news about the animal shelter. So it was a great day, wonderful adoptions. Lana is going to be living out in the country. She's going to have a nice big yard, Slinky the same way, out in the country. The lady is having a brand new fence put up just to make sure he stays where he needs to be. And then I don't know much of information about Flo, but Rex, but I do know Danny said great adoption. So thank you to everyone that adopted and came out and looked at the animals and left us donations and Tractor Supply. And I'm sure there'll be another one coming up here before too long because they work well with us. So that was a big thank you. And then I talked about swim night. We have had four dogs come in this week. Four strays have come in. So if you're missing your dog or know of someone that has, you might want to mention to them that the shelter has three or four dogs that came in. And I do believe they're probably going to be putting their pictures on Coffeeville Friends of Animals page or possibly even the animal shelter page. So always keep contact if you've lost your animal. We still have some of our long-term guys that we'd sure like to find homes for. Danny was out this morning, took pictures, took videos. So there's fresh information about these animals on CFA, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, or you can go to Coffeeville Animal Shelter and see these animals. I'm going to start off with Mickey because Mickey's our long-term resident. He didn't get adopted, but that's his day will come. March 4th, he's been with us since March the 4th. He is a pit mix. He's a super nice guy. He's probably about five. Well, he's older than that now. He's not sure how old he is, maybe getting close to a year since he's been with us for so long, but he's a good, good dog, beautiful dog. Heidi. Heidi is our three-legged friend that I spoke about last week and told you the situation. She's doing wonderful, and she's doing so well that Danny has a adoption pending, and meaning that we have a person that's really very interested, that because of her surgery with her leg, they want to hold off a couple of weeks and give her more time for healing because she will need to be spayed. So that would mean they'd have to medicate her, put her under for that operation, and they don't want to do it too quick. But I think I'm going to have some great news about Heidi before too long. So that's a heart warmer there. Remy has come in. Remy is a lab pit mix, big dog, about 7 or 8 years old. He's a little older, but Danny said, nice, nice dog. You'll see pictures of him. He was really taken with Dakota today. He said he just kind of spent some time with him, kind of played with him. He has about 4 months old, so he's not very old, but he said, I love his coloration. He's a Calahoo mix, as Mickey also is, but this is a different little guy, and he's a kind of a tan, different tan color, but he's got those spots, and then he's got a bob tail, so he's kind of unique looking. So you might want to check out Dakota. Todd and Copper are our black and white pit mixes that are about 3 years old. Again, Danny said, super nice dogs. He kind of spent some time with them also. He has had a lady kind of inquire about Copper. So, hey, hopefully I can say, well, there's another adoption. So those are just some of the ones I want to hit on. Had a request, a special request from Danny for some collars and leashes. And this always kind of comes up when we do our special events. We need collars and leashes to put on our dogs to transport. And they grow, so they might outgrown the collar we had on them before. So if you have any collars at your house, they do not have to be new. If they're just functional, we could certainly use them at the shelter, same way with leashes, because they are expensive to go out and buy. And we now are down to 7 puppies, which is a great number, but we are using lots of puppy chow. So if you're thinking about what kind of food is the shelter interested in, puppy chow would be at the top of our list. And of course, all the other items that we always, the treats, the dryer sheets, Dawn detergent, bleach, kitty litter, kitty food, kitty toys, all of that is very important for us out there. We do have some really nice kittens out there also. I think there's about 5 out there that, again, you can check out their picture on our Facebook page, and that is CFA, stands for Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and then the city has their Facebook page, and that's Coffeeville Animal Shelter. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and the hours are Tuesday through Saturday, about 9:30 to 4. They're there all day. They might be closed maybe during the lunch hour, but you knock and they're there. And as I've always said, if there's something you want to bring out there and you don't get a response, just leave it right there at the front door. It's safe and they will appreciate it. Telephone number, 620-252-6060. I think I've hit on everything, James, but I was going to mention, so...
A lot of good information there, Becky, and of course, we always enjoy hearing the updates about the different dogs there and Heidi and all the rest, so I hope everything works out and that we will get some more updates here soon.
You bet, you bet. Well, everyone, enjoy another hot week, but this too shall pass, as they say, and remember, if when you are walking, and I know I don't have to tell you, James, because you know this, but when you're out walking your dog, please make sure that whatever surface they're walking on is comfortable for their pads. Because if it's not comfortable for your hand, it's not comfortable for them. And keep that water, keep fresh water for our outside dogs. Maybe throw some ice cubes in it. They like to even kind of chase the ice cubes down in their water bowl. Don't put them in a doghouse that doesn't have good ventilation. It's just too hot.
Yeah.
They're miserable.
That's right. I still don't understand why sometimes mine will just lay out in the sun on a day like today. It's just... I don't get it.
Isn't that true? Yeah. I know. We have a little dog that she's got long hair, and I don't know if the air conditioning gets to them after a while or what, but she'll do the same thing. Goes outside, does her little business, and then she'll just kind of lie down there in the sun like she's sunbathing. And, you know, they sunburn just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I kind of, okay, a couple of minutes is all you need, and let's get back in the house. So
I think
they're tired of being cooped up also, and I'm sure your guy is.
All right. Well, Becky, we appreciate the report there, and we'll look forward to catching up next week.
All right. Well, good talking to you, Jane.
All right. Yeah, you take
it
easy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's Becky Barnhart here with Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and we will get back to your calls here in just a moment here on the Mighty 690 right after this check of Ag News brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility.